The Czech Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek met with the head of the British government, Gordon Brown, in London on Thursday in the final stop of his tour of European capitals ahead of the Czech presidency of the European Union. After the meeting, Mr. Brown said Britain endorsed the Czech EU presidency priorities and said that it was going to be in good hands. I'm joined now in the studio by my colleague Jan Richter, who has been following the country's preparations for the EU presidency and Mr. Topolánek's diplomatic campaign. So, Jan, in London, did the Prime Minister Topolánek get what he came for?
He certainly did, Dominic. The main purpose of his trip was to get reassurance from one of the key players in the European Union, which the UK certainly is. British support is particularly important as a signal for some of the other European countries, which, like France, have recently expressed serious doubts about whether the Czech Republic will be able to follow up the successful presidency headed by French President Nicolas Sarkozy. Mr. Brown said he supported the Czech priorities, specifically the emphasis on the economy and the recently adopted recovery plan for European economy, as well as the focus on EU's relations with its eastern neighbours. The Czech Prime Minister, for his part, sided with Gordon Brown on his rejection of working week limits that the European Parliament wants to impose on all EU countries.
Now, during its presidency, the Czech Republic has stated that it plans to focus particularly on relations between the EU and its eastern neighbours. Do we know what the British position is on that, Jan?
I think we do, because the British Prime Minister said that Britain fully supported the Czech project of what is known as the Eastern Partnership Cooperation, which includes countries such as Ukraine, Belarus, Georgia and others. He in fact accepted Mr. Topolánek's invitation to a summit with these countries that should take place sometime during the Czech presidency in the first 6 months of 2009. The United Kingdom also supports EU enlargement to Western Balkans, with Croatia and Serbia aspiring to join the European Union. Mr. Topolánek then said that Czechs are ready to work together with the UK to organise an EU summit with Pakistan, as the country is playing a key role in that region where both countries have military presence, with British and Czech troops positioned in the neighbouring country of Afghanistan.
And last question, Jan. The Czech President Václav Klaus has recently been criticised by the French President Nicolas Sarkozy over his refusal to fly an EU flag over his office at Prague Castle. So did the Czech and British Prime Ministers mention that at all?
In fact, they didn't, but reporters did. Journalists asked Prime Minister Topolánek about it, but he refused to say whether he thought President Klaus harmed the Czech presidency. Prime Minister Topolánek did, however, send a message to the French president when he told journalists that he did not see any EU flags flying over public buildings in London.
Jan Richter, thank you so much for joining us in the studio.